The Bible warns that there is a danger even for the believer in allowing their heart to be hardened. But what if that's already happened in your life? Is there a way to reverse the effects of a hardened heart?
Let's see what the Bible says about that. Hey, welcome to the podcast. I am glad you're here for this one. If you're watching on YouTube, please go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you can like this video, share it with a friend who needs it. This is going to be a great podcast today.
Yeah, so one of the ways that Jesus talked about new life in him was the picture of being born again. Mm-hmm. Everyone can understand that concept. Nicodemus heard it and was confused, like, how can I enter a second time to my mother's womb? Yeah. What's happening here?
Yeah.
So Jesus talked about a new life, but he wasn't talking about just a second chance, like a do-over, like, mm-hmm. okay, we're going to try this one more time. You've got the same resources, same set of circumstances, skills, and you are the same, but now we're going to do it over mm-hmm. again. No, he's like, you're getting a do-over, but this time I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to change everything about you. I'm going to change what's inside you, how you think, how you see, your perspective. So I'm going to resurrect what was dead. I'm going to redeem what's been lost. I'm going to renew. This is not just a do-over. This is a renewal, a complete transformation. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Love that. But then it talks about it in terms of like getting a new heart, and it pictures it multiple times in the Bible. We find this in the prophets in the Old Testament. You find it in the book of Hebrews as well. You find it in Corinthians, that what we get is a replacement of a heart that was hard mm-hmm. to a heart that is of flesh. Now, we naturally think, well, my heart's flesh anyway, but spiritually he's saying, no, before you are redeemed, you have a heart that is actually hard. So, I mean, there's a lot of components that come with that. The Bible talks about references like our heart being dead, closed off to mm-hmm. God, our hearts being darkened, mm-hmm. And then sick. Even at one point, Jeremiah talked about our heart is deceitful and desperately sick. So you have mm-hmm. all these horrific images of what our heart was like before coming to Christ.
Yeah.
But then you have this fascinating warning in the New Testament that even for the follower of Jesus, you can harden your heart. Like, what is that? When you think of like hardening your heart, what comes to mind for you?
I mean, I think of resistant, stubborn, stuck in your ways. I mm-hmm. think of a hardened heart being bitterness. I think of it as one who, again, just kind of like a stiff arm.
Yeah.
Mentality is what I think of, and you know it happens for a lot of different reasons why people harden their heart, and so I think a question that people might have about having a hardened heart is what makes a heart become hard? Like, you know mm-hmm. what it looks like whenever right. someone has a hard heart. You know what the finished product is, or maybe a hardening heart, mm-hmm. but. You know, in the Bible you see, and there's like the controversy of like, well, is it a person who hardens their heart or is it God who hardens someone's heart? And what is it, you know? Yeah. So I think as we're talking about like having a new heart and you're like, God gives you a new heart, that sounds great, but what makes someone have a hardened heart? Yeah. Is it God? Is it them?
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah. I don't think the answer is yes to that. Yeah. You know, does God do it? Yes. Does uh-huh. the person do it? Yes. Because you can't just say, if you go on the side of, no, God hardens hearts, oh, so the person has nothing to do with it?
Yeah, because it's like, well, does God make someone bitter? Like, I don't think God makes someone bitter, but I think someone becomes bitter at the hand of God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just like in the book of Romans chapter 1 and 2, where he's talking mm-hmm. about they refused to acknowledge him as God nor were thankful in their hearts, and so he gave them over. He allowed them to become what they were pursuing, and they become to the place where they can't even sense God anymore. They mm-hmm. become, they chase after themselves as their own idol and worship the created instead of the creator.
Yeah.
So it is a choice. It's a mm-hmm. choice, and God will... He'll give you over to it. Romans talks about that being the wrath of God is giving you over to what you want.
Yeah.
That's his way of just demonstrating, you know, if you're going to resist me, then I'm just going to give you over to what you are choosing, what you're wanting. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a yes to both of those.
Yeah, not an either or, but a both.
Yeah, because you can't say it's just man who does it. Well, then God has no part in it at all. So
yeah.
Yeah, just that imagery though of hardened heart, of stone. You know, mm-hmm. I remember we hadn't been in our house very long here in Ovilla, and we remodeled the garage. We put a door where there hadn't been a door, and we were doing a lot of the work ourselves. So I thought, I'm going to make a step. And I hadn't mixed a lot of concrete before, but I needed to make this step on off the back door. So, I mean, this is before there was a lot of internet, actually. So I had these old Time Life books on how to build things for your home, how to remodel.
That's awesome.
Still have them.
Nice.
And so, you know, I read the whole section on pouring concrete. So get my wheelbarrow and I'm putting bags of concrete in there. I'm getting to the right consistency because it has to be at the right consistency for you to pour it in there and it fill the form up. Uh-huh. And then you got a little time factor because it's going to dry and it's going to harden. So mix it up, pour it in there. I've got the formwork all set, pour it in. Well, then I had this in my mind already. I'm going to get the kids to come put their handprints in it.
Nice.
And because I want this will stay here. And they'll be able to forever, every time they come in the back door, they'll be able to see their handprints in this back
step. I did not know you made that step.
Yeah, I did. And so, it's before you were born. So I pour it. It's setting. Call the kids. Hey, everybody, come put your handprints in here. And so they put their handprints in there, but I did it at the wrong time, and it hardened. And you can't even see it.
Wow.
They're very, very faint impressions.
Yeah.
That's a great picture.
Wow.
If you harden your heart, then you can't allow the maker's handprints to be seen on your life.
That's so good.
And so, it happens in a lot of ways. There are choices that we make to have a hardened heart. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think about that picture and I think about people. I think about my own self from time to time. How do I protect that, but what does it look like to have a hardened heart? I think about someone who they've stopped allowing movement and change to happen in their lives, like that concrete. It stopped when it gets hard, it stops moving, and then it's just fixed. I mean, that step is still there, and it will be, for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we step on it, you know, every day, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
So, a hardened heart gets to the place where it says, I'm not changing.
Yeah,
I'm fixed. This is it. I'm just going to be this way. It's the way it is, and I'm never going to change. That's why I'm so big on transformation here at Vertic. Mm-hmm. We talk about that a lot as an ongoing process. We're being transformed is what the reality of what we should be. So to reach a place where you refuse to change, I refuse to humble myself. I refuse to ask forgiveness. I refuse to change my ways. I refuse to change a habit. I refuse to, you name it. Any of that is getting to a place where you're hardening your heart. It's detrimental. And sadly, the older a person is, man, the more easy it is to just fall into that.
Hardened.
Well, this is just what I do.
Yeah.
This is what I'm always going to do.
So a couple questions for you as it pertains to your heart hardening.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the whole dialogue of this, you have this idea that your heart becomes increasingly hardened to the point where eventually you're just a heart of stone, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have a heart of flesh anymore that feels anything. At one point you did, and now you don't.
Mm-hmm.
The end. Mm. My question is then, is that how it always is to where, like, if you had a graph where it's just a straight, like a diagonal line of time and your heart getting hardened, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just gets increasingly hard because you just don't care about life or something like that.
Right.
Or is it fluctuating? Can you have a hardened heart, softened heart? Hardened heart, softened heart. Or is it, third part.
Yeah.
Just the one who's totally apart from Christ, not a believer. They just do and always will have a hardened heart.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Yeah.
What is the reality of how a heart hardens and softens? Is there give and take? Is it just like an increasingly, hey, there's no coming back from this? Your heart is hard.
Yeah.
That requires like a punch in the face kind of a thing.
Again, you go back to passages like Romans where there's this levels, it seems like, of giving over. God gives them over to their own stubbornness, their own wickedness, and their own evil. And the more he gives over, the more resistant they become to the point where they totally reject God. And so Is there a way, is it possible to harden your heart to a point where you can no longer sense God at all? Mm-hmm. I mean, Bible seems to indicate that.
And if you look around at people, you'd say, yeah, I bet that's that person right here.
It
you
is,
know? That's
exactly.
That type of person.
Yeah. Now, does that mean that God can't rescue them? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying that. The Apostle Paul, you know, when he's Saul, is pretty hard in his heart. He's just given approval and watched Stephen be stoned to death mm-hmm. for his stand for Jesus in his life. Mm-hmm. That's pretty hard. But Jesus meets him on the road and it breaks him. So you just can never hang on to that of, well, I've got another chance. You don't know that.
Yeah.
You can harden your heart to the point of, you know what, even the Bible talks about being the sin that we call the unpardonable sin. Mm-hmm. You know, you reject mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit enough, you're going to so callous your heart that you could actually reach that place.
Yeah.
So it's a frightening mixture and mystery. Wow. I don't know that you can bank on, you should never bank on, I got some room to still harden my heart some more, you know?
Yeah.
There's still room out there. No, I think that's why Hebrews would say, look, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart today. There's urgency in it. Mm-hmm. So you can't bank on that at all. Now, do we move in and out of periods of hard, soft, numb, mm-hmm. feeling calloused mm-hmm. and feeling? Apparently so.
Yeah. Because you would think, like, and that's not that, like, oh, your heart is hardening, therefore salvation gone. Because that's, right. I think there does need to be a distinction in this, if you agree that just because your heart is hardened or hardening, that doesn't mean your salvation is failing or losing.
No,
right?
Not at all. Yeah.
Because there are believers who can be bitter, callous, feel distant from God, yet repent. Turn, ask for forgiveness, there be reconciliation, heart soften, life. And there's a dynamic to it, not a binary on off.
Correct.
Either if you're a Christian, you're totally heart is soft and you always do everything God asks of you.
Right.
Ideally, yeah, sure. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what he wants, is us to walk in the Spirit, mm-hmm. which is, you know, this very sensing of the Spirit of God, listening to the Spirit of God within us. That's flesh heart.
Yeah.
That's I'm sensitive. Yeah.
And your life should play out to where you are living more in that way as you grow, as you mature in the faith, to where you are, I'm living in a softened heart. Not that you're living in a sinless, but you should sin less as you
exactly
mature.
Yeah, I think, you know, God is using this picture of a heart of flesh because mm-hmm. we understand a heart of flesh, it beats and it moves and it can slow down in pulse when there's a time of rest, and it can pick up in pulse when there's a time of activity, mm-hmm. and it can flex and move along with whatever is needed and provide for the body the life and health and circulation necessary. Mm-hmm. But there's some fascinating parallels over into the physical realm, because there are actually physical conditions about a heart that can become hard. Mm-hmm. You can develop a rigidity to your valves. You can develop a plaque inside the aorta and other parts of the heart and valves leading to it that can cause a rigidity and cause less blood flow. And when it does, the heart hardens and physical activity is limited.
Yeah.
And then you can actually cause disease to develop in certain parts of the body because there's less blood flow and there's less movement and flexibility of the heart.
And in your literal physical heart.
In your physical heart, and you run the risk for heart attack and death.
Wow.
And so, you know, those physical conditions exist. Doctors document that, and they work with people all the time who have had that. And they are able often to reverse the conditions of a hard heart. But it requires treatment. Mm-hmm. It can sometimes require surgery, change in diet, change in exercise, all of that's necessary to reverse the effects of what caused a hard heart, which is often wrong diet, wrong exercise, mental attitudes, all of that goes together. Disease can affect it as well, but it can be reversed, mm-hmm. but it requires help of a physician.
Yes, yes, to help. Intervention of a physician.
And the same would be true for us in our spiritual heart. It can be reversed, but the same with the physical. The longer you wait, you know, you're decades into this deal, boy, it's going to make it much more difficult. Yeah. What doctors are able to reconstruct then after decades will give you life, but not what you could have had.
Not the strength, yeah, exactly.
And I would say the same is true for our spiritual hearts. Mm-hmm. If you dismiss and deny and play off and don't deal with it, you could find yourself decades down the road. And yes, there can be forgiveness. But boy, the reviving the sensitivity is mm-hmm. going to be challenging. And I think that's ultimately where this is all headed. You're right. This is not just a black and white binary thing, but the goal here is to revive the sensitivity to the Spirit of God to where you're in this spot where God speaks and you hear and you move and you hear His voice and you're clear mm-hmm. that's Him. Mm-hmm. And you move at that and you receive life from that and you're encouraged by that and you fight off temptation with that and you move into the blessings and favor He has for you and you're able to move by the Spirit, you walk in the Spirit. That's the sensitivity where He whispers to you and says, I want you to give to this person. I want you to go speak to this person. I want you to bless this person. Mm-hmm. I want you to avoid this situation. I want you to go speak life into this situation. And you're just moving in that.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah, where your heart is beating, you're listening. You're not resistant, dismissive, mm-hmm. stubborn, bitter, angry.
Yeah.
And only hinging on yourself, mm-hmm. but surrendering and listening to the Lord. That is the place that God wants us, is when He speaks, we act.
Right.
And that does require a surrender, a release, a mm-hmm. a deep sigh. Or not a sigh, mm-hmm. but an exhale, you know, rather mm-hmm. than just like tense, I'm all up in whatever I've got going on.
Yeah. The scary thing is, I think a lot of people, they might be aware something's happening internally to them spiritually, mm-hmm. but they keep going through the actions of life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to keep doing my thing. I'll keep coming mm-hmm. home. I'll keep going to work. I'll keep going to church. I'll keep talking about the Bible. But inwardly, there's this subtle change happening.
Yeah.
There's a hardening. There's a guilt is taking over and shame is taking mm-hmm. over and anger is taking over and bitterness is taking over and anxiety is taking over. And pretty soon you have this silent killer, kind of like in the physical realm, you know.
Yeah.
Someone can be going through the motions, but inwardly their heart can be sick and they can be developing all of the symptoms or all of the conditions that put them in a place for a stroke or heart attack. And it becomes a silent killer. And all of a sudden one day, it takes their life. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some parallels there. Obviously, God is the designer of the physical and the spiritual. Mm-hmm. And so I think that can happen spiritually, is that people can play it off for a long time. I'm going to keep going through the motions. And underneath, there's this devastating damage happening that can just take their life spiritually. Mm. So that's frightening stuff.
Yeah, and that's very, very real. Like that's where, sadly, that's where a lot of people live, and that's what I think, to get people to call it out, mm-hmm. And to be aware of, like, hey, this is happening in life, is that it is the natural pull to be like self-preserving, mm-hmm. in a sense, you know, is mm-hmm. to be, oh, I can't look like this. It's the natural pull is to be self-centered, you know, mm-hmm. Flesh pull is that. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think it's just something that has to constantly be reminded, not to be like guilt and shame, like, hey, you suck and you're always going to, that's not the gospel.
No, there's no hope
in
that.
It's to call it out and say, hey, let's be aware that this is not how we are to live.
Mm-hmm.
And the antidote to that, the saving part of that is God's grace, is community of people that support you, people who are there for you, people who want to live life with you, and that you would see someone acting on what God's doing, you'd say, wow, okay, if they can do it, I should do that too, you know, and not out of a guilt and shame factor, but out of a, yes, I don't want to be stuck hiding and mm-hmm. having my heart hardened
yeah.
because I don't want to do something that I don't want to do, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's just this, that verse from Ezekiel about God saying, I'm going to remove your heart of stone and yeah. give your heart of flesh. I mean, that's the hope here. And that's, yeah. that's the promise, but that's the question as well. It's like, what does that look like? How do I walk in that? Because you're talking about a reversing the curse of a hard heart. I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to change it completely. The heart that you've had that has been stubborn and resistant and impatient and angry and bitter at people and angry and aloof to God, I'm going to take all that out. And there's going to be a heart of flesh. And man, you're going to feel like you've never felt before. And you're going to feel things. Mm-hmm. You're going to sense things you haven't sensed before. Mm-hmm. You're going to sense the Spirit of God. You're going to sense the Spirit of people even.
Yeah,
you're going to sense their heart. You're going to be in relational situations. And you're going to be moved just by looking into someone's eyes because you're going to sense what's going on there. Yeah. You're going to be in a room full of people and you're going to know who's hurting and you're going to know who is walking with God in that moment. And you're going to know what to say in any given moment. You're going to know in your marriage how to speak life. You're going to know how to read your kids' heart and eyes yeah. without having to
pry.
You're going to know already because you're going to be listening to God. He's going to give you discernment and awareness and mm-hmm. sensitivity. You're going to know what to say, and they're going to hear you. That is where he's taking us. That's the kind of mm-hmm. flesh heart, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to open the Word of God, and you read three verses, and all of a sudden, boom, God speaks to you because
yeah.
you're listening. You're sensitive. You hear.
So good.
And that's where we're headed. So yeah. I think the question becomes, well, how do we get to that place? You know, because yeah. that's where every believer, I think, wants to be. The question is, how do I then join God in the process of mm-hmm. reversing that curse mm-hmm. of a hard heart
that's
in
so,
my life?
So, good. So that's everyone's desire right there. Yeah. Every Christian's desire right there.
Yeah.
So good.
And there's some great passages of scripture. You could put together a pretty lengthy list of things, but mm-hmm. There's some verses that deal specifically with turning away from a hard heart. And I love Proverbs 28:14, it says, happy is the man who is always reverent. That's the mm-hmm. New King James word. But he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. So he's contrasting these two. He's like, okay, the person who puts himself in a position before God as, I'm going to stay reverent before him. I'm going to stay worshipful of him. I'm going to stay in a position where he is Lord and I am not, and I'm listening and following his lead. That's keeping your heart in a good place, yeah. and that is reversing the curse of a hard heart. Because mm-hmm. a hard heart says, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'll do what I want. I don't care what God says.
Yeah.
So
that's I just, it's so classic to say this, but it's so true. Like, if you saying, man, I recognize my heart is hard. I mm-hmm. recognize those aspects in my life. I don't want to live like that anymore. What do I do? Ask God, mm-hmm. where should I go? Mm-hmm. Who do you want me to forgive?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want me to live my life?
Yep.
And take time, like be still mm-hmm. and know that he is God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to set aside and genuinely ask, seek, knock. Mm-hmm. He's going to tell you. You don't have, whenever you, in your mind, you get that sense, the impact of, hey, go and forgive that person.
Yep.
You don't have to go and ask, hey, do you think it'd be a good idea if I went and forgave this person? Like those are already, yes, mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. do that. Go and watch your heart of stone turn into a heart of flesh.
Yes.
Spend yeah. time with God.
Yep.
Like, spend time in prayer.
Yep.
Spend time reading God's word. And then, mm-hmm. of course, you're like, well, of course, I'm listening to a Christian podcast going to say that. Yes, you are going to hear that. And it's probably because you need to.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. And then put yourself in the environment of other people who have hearts of flesh.
Yes. Yes.
Who
yes.
feel and sense and move at the impulse of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones you want to be around. That's why in the New Testament talks about, hey, exhort one another daily so that
yeah.
you won't be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
Boy, that's so good.
Get around other people who are like that. Let them be your champions and your icons and
yeah.
your encouragers and your mentors. Look to those people. That will reverse
mm-hmm.
that'll reverse a hard heart mm-hmm. as well. And then again, there's so many things we could talk about here. We talk about repentance of sin and seeking the Lord and daily routine, as you talked about. But I think one of them is just that admonition from Hebrews. If God puts on your heart to act and follow Him, do it.
Yeah.
Because Hebrews says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Good. Take the intentional choice to not let that happen. Every time you dismiss, downplay, deny, push it off, you are allowing a callous layer to overtake you. And I can't tell you at what point you won't feel again, but it will happen.
Yeah,
it is like a callus that develops on our skin. It is like any kind of disease that grows in our heart. There'll be a day when you won't feel again. I don't know when that day is. All the more reason today, when you hear His voice, don't harden your heart.
That's
so good stuff. Amen. I think great words, of course, from the Word of God.
Yep.
And great encouragement for us to
get
back to the place of ultimate sensitivity to God, where your heart is flesh and soft and shapeable into the image of Christ, and you're willing to do whatever God says.
So good.
Go and do whatever He says. This is sensitive. This is heart of flesh. So thanks for joining us today, and come join us at Vertical. God is doing this very thing here in our church. We're seeing hearts that were hard made into hearts of flesh, and lives are being revived and changed. So keep lifting Him up and living Him out.